You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Quick take, Joel Embiid will be out through the rest of the weekend after the Sixers announced he suffered a lateral meniscus injury in his left knee during Tuesday's game against the Warriors. Sources telling Woj there's still uncertainty over how Embiid and the Sixers will move forward with a treatment plan for this injury. Stephen A. Big Perk said the Sixers should shut him down for the rest of the season. Are you buying it now?
Big Perk needs to be drug tested. That's not true. Joel Embiid needs to be sat down. I take that back. He should be drug tested if he's talking completely the season. Mm-hmm. If he's talking for most of this regular season, I feel him on that. Have this man ready for the playoffs. This is a championship on the line. They've got a shot in this Eastern Conference. You don't wait until next year. Hell with all of that. You can't rely on Embiid's health in the future. You got to go do what you got to do right now. He's on pace to lead the league in scoring for a third consecutive year, averaging 35.3. He's the reigning league MVP, was en route to winning MVP again this year. He's been absolutely sensational. He's got to play 58 games at the very least to qualify for the scoring title, even though it's 65 games for league MVP or all-star NBA honors. We don't care about that. All NBA honors. We don't care about that right now. They're 26-8 with him. They're 4-9 without him. You need Embiid come this postseason. And as far as I'm concerned, you don't sit him down. His health is too unreliable to assume, Eminem, that guess what? We can wait until next season. Sit him down for the next 2 or 3 months for all I care. Just make sure he's ready come April. Whatever it takes in that regard. But when April comes around, hell with that. Put him in the lineup. Because I can't rely on him. This brother could get hurt in the shower. Seriously.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? It ain't got nothing to do with soap. I mean, just anything. He could just hit his leg. He just hit his leg or whatever. Anything could happen. You don't have to slip. No. I ain't taking no chances. Get him in there. Use him while you can.
Retweet on the sentiment. Yes.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Sticking in the East. What a show this is. What a time. With no LeBron James. You missed us, Anthony. I mean, Anthony Davis. Oh, my God. Monica McNutt. We're in midseason form.
Mm-hmm.
He was sidelined versus the Celtics. It was the Lakers role players who stepped up in a 114-105 upset in Boston, led by Austin Reeves, who scored a season-high 32. The loss was just the third at home for the Celtics, following a 22-2 start at TD Garden. All right, S.A., tell me this. How concerning was the Celtics loss?
It should be very concerning. You're the Boston Celtics. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Kristaps Porzingis is in a lineup for you. I ain't even bring up Derek White and Drew Holiday.
Shout out to Derek White.
Okay. Derek White, hell of a season.
Mm-hmm.
How in the hell are you losing to a Lakers team without LeBron James and Anthony Davis? That ain't supposed to happen. That's just not supposed to happen. I've had Boston as my favorite to come out of the East.
You sure have.
And yes, I have. From day one, I didn't expect them to be jacking up 44 to 45 threes a game. I mean, damn, have you ever heard of a layup? You understand what I'm saying? Have you have anybody that knows how to play with their back to the basket? I mean, is there an uncontested shot that you can create, Missoula? The Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, will one day they learn to play off of each other? Missoula's got promise. I respect the man. He's a good coach. I'm happy he's got the opportunity. But if we're being completely honest, can we look down at Houston and see Ime Udoka and understand that there's levels to this? Ime Udoka can coach his ass off. This is a coach. This man could coach. And I'm telling you something right now. That Ime Udoka that took the Boston Celtics to the finals in his very first year as the coach, when Brad Stevens, who I respect immensely, mm-hmm. who, by the way, is doing a hell of a job as the president of basketball operations for the Boston Celtics and deserves a lot of credit for that. But what he couldn't do in 7 years as a head coach, Ime Udoka did in year one. Let me tell you something right now. We wouldn't see the Boston Celtics having the kind of as great as they've been. We wouldn't see them playing this way or having the kind of problems they have with Ime Udoka as their coach. This man can coach. And Missoula is still showing us that he can. Tatum, Brown, greatness. Porzingis, big-time pickup. Horford, the age-old veteran, he's still there. Size, defense, chemistry, cohesiveness, discipline at the guard spot defensively in Holiday and White. I get it, but you're not supposed to be losing a game like this if you're the Boston Celtics. And to lose a game like this, to me, I understand it's just a regular season game. They're 2-3 in their last five games. I just haven't been as impressed as I expected to be with the Boston Celtics, even though they've been winning more games, obviously, than anybody in the East this year. I expect it better than what I've seen from them thus far.
Because you don't like them stylistically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, because I don't think that leads to championship.
I got you. I'm not going to put too much on this game. Not too much on this game. The supposed twos of life mess us up. And that's a word for Bishop Wood. We'll talk about that later. You saw they did this. Oh, Brian, AD not playing. We got this. And Austin Reeves was like, checkmate, y'all don't. But it happens. I thought Jason Tatum's sound post-game was as honest as it could get. He said, you guys got jobs. You have a bad day at work. We're having a bad week at work. They are coming up short in their job, for sure, with this loss. But I'm not ready to negate the fact that they've largely been very successful at home. They're sitting at the top of the Eastern Conference standings. Now, the three-point shooting has caught all of our attention as a collective. And I am very curious about what adjustments they will make in the second half of the season. But I was asked about the teams that I've had a chance to see in person. Boston, to me, is still one of the best ones, and the Los Angeles Clippers are the other. And I've seen quite a few teams this season in person. So I'm not going to put too much on this game. I think the Lakers and those role players needed a moment to build on some confidence, and that's what you saw. They are obviously in a vortex of their own trying to figure out what works for the Lakers. But I'm not going to put too much on this game in regards to the Celtics.
Well, you could sit up there and say that. I'm just looking at some of these numbers here, okay? Austin Reeves had 32
points.
He went off. He went off on them and what have you. And I'm looking at this. You had Derek White in the lineup. You had Jrue Holiday in the lineup. And Tatum, 8 for 21, 5 of 10 from three-point range. Porzingis, 1 of 7 from three-point range. Derek White, 1 of 5 from three-point range. Jaylen Brown, 0 for 3 from three-point range. Jrue Holiday, 0 for 2 from three-point range. So you take out Jason Tatum, and your starters combine to shoot literally 2 of 17 from three-point range. I'm looking at it from that standpoint, and I'm just saying you're missing about 27, 28 threes a game.
That is the part that we have to address.
I don't believe
in the macro.
That's going to win you a championship.
I got you on that. We agree on the three-point shooting. I'm just saying this is like, all right, this is February. All right, y'all tripping.
Let me ask you this. So, obviously, it's a big game at the Garden on Saturday. We've been talking about it all morning. Mm-hmm. ABC, you're going to be doing countdown from there. We know you cover the Knicks as well. You got about 8 jobs. I don't know how you do it, but you do it with grace.
Thank you.
With that being said, Stephen A., obviously, AD and LeBron sitting out. How is it going to look if they play Saturday?
It's going to look bad, believe it or not, because if you could play Saturday, the likelihood is that you could have played Thursday. Thursday was a nationally televised game. You're talking about the two biggest rivalries. I mean, you're talking about one of the biggest rivalries in the history of basketball. Okay? With Anthony Davis, that's different because he ain't missed games this year. And it's like, okay, he missed the game last night. He hasn't missed, three games this year up until last night. Give mad credit to Anthony Davis. In the case of LeBron James, you are on record talking about how much you hate Boston. You're on record talking about how much you can't stand this city. You understand what I'm saying? And it meant nothing for you to miss this game. And it's like, again, ankles, your ankle, there's no doubt about it. LeBron James' reputation speaks for itself. We shouldn't insult him in any way. The flip side to it, however, is that Boston, it's not just L.A. Boston. It's also a championship contender that is the Boston Celtics, 37-12 on the season, number one seed in the Eastern Conference, two superstars in Tatum and Jaylen Brown, more so a star in Jaylen Brown, a superstar in Tatum. I'm just saying, nationally televised, TNT game, big-time matchup, everybody's looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. You're not playing? Fine, you're not playing. But if two nights later, you're at the Garden, it looks shaky. Now, I don't care.
Lose, lose
now, I don't care.
Okay.
Because, you know what I'm saying, I want LeBron to show up to Garden. And like I said, and by the way, I looked this up, getting back and piggybacking off of our earlier conversation. Let me highlight, Molly, for this for you right, Evan. You can take off the glasses because, by the way, there's no close-up on you. Nobody sees the glasses, so you can take it off. But the point is, I'm making this up.
You're so annoying.
The Knicks draft central.
Oh, whatever.
The Knicks draft capital. Uh-huh. I just want to point this out.
Come on, let's go.
Because you didn't bring this up, Eminem.
All right, come on.
So I'm going to give it to you right there, okay?
Come on.
Here's the deal. The Knicks, this year, this draft, they got four first-round picks. In 2025, they got two first-round picks. That's six first-round picks over the next two drafts. Okay, I'm getting excited. Hold on a second. I got more. Okay. Eight tradable first-round picks. Mm-hmm. Okay. Eight tradable first-round picks. And over the next 7 years, 11 first-rounders available to the New York Knicks. The Lakers need assets. LeBron,
really
you need to win another championship. You know what I'm saying? Kobe got five. You got four, bro. You know what I'm saying? Steph Curry got four. You say Kobe got five. MJ got six. You know what I'm saying? And the Knicks, they got so many picks, they can take a chance to draft Bronny for you. New York Knicks, you can take a chance. You can take a chance to draft Bronny James. You know what I'm saying? Let LeBron school him in the Mecca. Let me tell you something right now. I say entertain it, y'all. LeBron James, entertain it. The Mecca, Madison Square Garden, orange and blue skies, baby. Orange and blue skies. You understand? Say, and give the new and give the Lakers about four picks. Give them about four picks and a couple of players. You understand? And bring LeBron to New York City with Julius, with Jalen, with. Damn it, with DiVincenzo. Say him too. You understand? I like DiVincenzo. Say him too, okay? You understand what I'm saying? I mean, come on now. It's there for the taking. Orange and blue sky, baby. I can feel it. I can feel it. I'm trying to tell y'all. I'm feeling it now. You understand? And Jay, that's what you got there. That's what you got. I'm just trying to tell y'all. What you laughing at, Tatiana? What you laughing at? What you laughing at for? What you laughing at for? Put the camera. What she laughing? What's our producer laughing at for right there? You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on now. That's right. What's up? That's right. What's up with that? What's up with that? I'm speaking to Molly. Molly with the blue glasses on, trying to be a Spike Lee wannabe. What's
Stephen
up?
A.
I mean, what are you talking about?
I've been wearing glasses since the third grade.
I'm making this up. Well, Spike Lee's been around longer than you've been in the third grade.
From the eye doctor.
Okay. Spike Lee's been around before you was in the third grade wearing them damn glasses. So that don't mean nothing. The point is, I'm making valid points. Eminem.
You are making valid points. The slightly more rational point is that the Knicks are in an incredible position based on their treasure chest of picks over the next several years.
Okay.
And the current construction of this team is a roster and a team that is playing ball that people want to be a part of. So on the baseline, we completely agree on that. Now, your dreams and aspirations and your fantasies coming to life.
Wait a minute. But it ain't that far. It ain't that far off. I'm saying to you this. New York Knicks right now could get to the conference finals. Okay, outside of that, you got 11 picks over the next 7 years. What are the Lakers starving for?
Who's winning on Saturday? There's injuries on both sides.
Oh, the Knicks gonna win this game. Lakers ain't beating the Knicks. That Lakers team last night, now if LeBron in the lineup, come talk to me. That Lakers team, without LeBron and AD, they're going to get blown out of the building. That Lakers team, if LeBron and AD don't play, the Knicks will annihilate the Los Angeles Lakers Saturday night. Now, if they're there, you know, it's a toss-up. Because LeBron could explode because the Garden affects him in a very, very special way. So he could explode and all bets are off. But it'll take that.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to borrow my custom Knicks jersey with Karam on the back and the number one?
No.
Because I have that.
No. So, Wes hook you up?
I'm just wondering, do you want to?
You know, Wes sucking up and stuff like that.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what he does. That's what he does because he wants the Knicks fandom. You understand what I'm saying? That's fine. But he deserves it because I ain't got no complaints about Worldwide Wes. And I ain't got no complaint about Leon Ross. I'm going to say this on national television. It's a hell of a job. I don't like how you avoid the media. I don't like how you got other people negotiating for you.
Oh, gosh, could you just compliment someone?
But you're doing a great – listen, this is real, baby. This is first take. The point is, I'm just saying, but he's done a hell of a job. Leon Rose has done a hell of a job. Worldwide West and the rest of the crew have done a hell of a job. West has been talking to me about the future for Sizemore. I'm starting to see it. I got 11 picks over the next 7 years, four picks this year, two next year. Orange and blue sky, baby. I'm trying to tell you. The New York Knicks to go. LeBron better play. play Saturday night, or the New York Knicks are going to stomp the Los Angeles. And I love Darvin Ham, but y'all going to get stomped Saturday night unless LeBron plays. Stomped. It ain't going to even be close. They're going to get ran out of the Garden. Mark my words. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Say, go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Woo! Oh, yeah. All right, so I can feel it.
The Garden's special.
I can feel it.
It is pretty special.
I can feel it. It's special right now.
Yeah, I'll see you at the game Saturday.
That's right. Yeah, I'll be working.
I'll see you.
I'll be working.
I'll be there.
You'll be off.
I'll be chilling.
You'll be off. Car service and all of that. ESPN got it for you. They making me take the bus. But go ahead.
That's how you know you're lying.
Right, that's what I'm
saying. You, like, really?
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Patrick Mahomes has had a magical career, no slaps involved, and only six seasons as a starter, winning two league MVPs to go along with two Super Bowls. Amazing success that Patrick mentioned with the best of the best at the quarterback position. While he eyes his third ring next Sunday, check out what his pops, Patrick Mahomes Sr., had to say when it came to his son's placement among the all-time greats.
You think he's the greatest quarterback of all time right now?
That's still to be determined. He still has a way to go. I have mad respect for Tom Brady, and I grew up as a Joe Montana fan, and those guys of that ilk. So he's on the right trajectory, but right now I would still say those guys are better.
Love the objectivity right there. Stephen A., how do you feel about what Mahomes Sr. had to say?
He's entitled. That's his son. And he doesn't want his son, not that he's worried about it, but he doesn't want his son to engage in complacency. And what I love about his comments, the comments of Mahomes Sr., more so than anything else, is this. What he's saying is you got to finish the deal. Two guys that he mentioned, one is a seven-time champion, the other is a four-time champion. My son has two. So he's reminding his son, you got a ways to go. And there's nothing wrong with that because that is what a parent should do. The death of anything begins with complacency. Mm. If you become complacent and stagnant, you're standing still, and as a result, you leave opportunities for others to catch you. But when you keep moving and you keep marching forward and upward, then you become, as Doggy would say, immortal status. Mm. That's what his son, his father is talking about. And his father has every right, more so than practically anybody on the planet, to say what he said. I have no issue with it whatsoever.
Yep, keep plugging, Stephen A., and one day you will be an immortal.
About that.
Okay, sports betting analyst Joe Forenbaugh joining us now to get you.
Tell me something, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
You guys are on one today between the Knicks trading for LeBron and Power Slap out in Las Vegas. I'm not sure I can bring enough to the show today, but we're going to try. We're going
to
try.
Let's take a left turn real quick for a second. Am I off kilter saying what I'm saying about the Knicks? 11 picks over the next 7 years, four first-round picks, two first-round picks next year, four first-round picks this year. You the Lakers, you ain't got no draft capital and stuff like that. Am I off kilter with making such a suggestion, Joe Fortenbaugh?
Hold on, Joe, before you jump in. Joe, one sec. I just want to say this. Stephen A., I love that the Knicks are doing well. I'm so happy. I love it. It's great. It's an amazing story. They're a great team. I'm rooting for them. But I didn't know I was hosting a show for the Yes Network today. I thought there's like a Super Bowl and a Pro Bowl and an NHL All-Star.
First of all, that would be MSG instead of Yes, so you got that wrong. And secondly, I don't need a network. I'm Stephen A. I'm good. So, Joe, answer my question, please.
I'm a Sixers fan. Show it to me in the playoffs, big boy. Show me it to me in the playoffs.
I'm just asking, am I making a reasonable suggestion on the part of the Knicks and the Lakers? That's all I'm asking.
No, the Lakers aren't making that deal. No. Why are the Lakers going to trade away LeBron James? You are good right now. You don't need LeBron James. You won 9 in a row.
I need him to win the chip. I need him to win the chip. Not to get to the conference finals, but I need him to win the chip. But let's go. Let's go.
Slow and steady wins the race, Stephen A. They're building something nice. Just relax. Take a deep breath. Patience is a virtue. You can work on that. We got 35
minutes left.
All right,
Spike Cameron. Let's go. Let's go.
Why, are Spike's glasses blue?
Yes.
Huge Super Bowl matchup next Sunday. Hey, Spike. Joe, if somebody likes the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, is there a way to find value in betting them?
Yeah, let's maximize the return on that investment. If you like the Chiefs, you can bet them on the money line to win. $100 returns $107 in profit. Why not bet Patrick Mahomes to win the MVP award? That returns $130 on a $100 bet. You see what I'm saying here? So rather than betting the Chiefs to win, bet Patrick Mahomes to win the MVP. Not only do you get a better return on your investment at plus 130, but ask yourself this. What are the odds the Chiefs win the Super Bowl and Mahomes doesn't win the MVP? It could happen, but in the two previous wins, he won both MVPs. And in that first win, it should have gone to Damian Williams, the running back. So I think that's a smart way to maximize your return on investment if you like the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
I tell you what, I completely agree with you, and not that $23 is a big deal, 107 or 130, I get you. But the other thing that I want to mention is this. I think the NFL and the voters would do a good thing for themselves if they start diversifying those MVP awards in the Super Bowl, because when you do that, you incentivize folks, not that they already ain't incentivized to go out there and perform, but you know what, it shouldn't be a foregone conclusion that it's going to go to the quarterback. That's all I want to say about that.
Okay.
Joe, I love a good prop bet. How about another Super Bowl prop bet for me?
So I'm going to have a lot for you next week, but today we'll start with this, an 11-1 payout on Chiefs receiver Rashee Rice to score the first touchdown. All right. Kansas City has started fast in the playoffs. Mahomes, Kelce, these guys, this is their fourth Super Bowl. They are going to be able to handle the nerves of the big stage. Conversely, San Francisco has started very slow against Green Bay and Detroit. I wonder if Brock Purdy will be overwhelmed by the moment early in the game. So I like the Chiefs to score first. Now, the star San Francisco cornerback, Charvarius Ward, he primarily lines up on the right side. So send Watson, send MVS over there as wide receivers. Free up Rashee Rice on the other side of the field. 11-1 is a good value play, in my opinion.
I agree with you as well. We're 2-for-2 on this one, man. No disagreement there.
Good. Finally, he's quiet. All right, let's switch gears to the association. What do you got on the Lakers?
Why don't we go ahead and take the Lakers to beat the Knicks bad on Saturday night? How does that sound? Does that sound like something we could all get behind right now?
What?
Because if
what? What?
They don't
that ain't going to happen.
Spread. They don't have a point spread on it yet. Relax. We got something for you long term. The Lakers to make the playoffs, minus 110. I'm still in. I'm still in that they make the playoffs. This does not include the play-in tournament. It's just the final eight. Recency bias. Everyone thinks because the Lakers are bad now, they'll continue to be bad. They were very good during the in-season tournament, and then they got lazy and lethargic in the last month and a half, and they haven't been able to find the rhythm. Post-All-Star break, post-trade deadline when they make a couple tweaks, I see this team getting into the playoffs, minus 115, a pretty good price right now. And then they go on to wax the Knicks at the Garden Saturday night.
Well, first of all, that's just blasphemous right there. I think the Lakers are going to make the playoffs. I think LeBron and AD are going to see to it that they make the playoffs. I definitely, and not just the play-in, they will make the playoffs. Hell, they might even win a series. That's how I'm looking at the Los Angeles Lakers. But let me tell you something right now. If you're telling me that Anthony Davis and LeBron James are not going to play Saturday night, not only will the New York Knicks win, they are going to wipe the floor with the Los Angeles Lakers. They are going to blow them out of the building. And last but not least, I'm pie in the sky with LeBron James. But on a more serious level, even though I know that the Nets got this unwritten rule not to do any deals with New York because they're in Brooklyn and the Knicks at the Garden, and you're not trying to help elevate them, it would be great if the New York Knicks could get Mikal Bridges. No doubt about that. That would be fantastic. That ain't LeBron, but that would be fantastic. Absolutely.
God bless you, Molly. Okay. God bless you, Molly, what? For navigating this today.
You know what, Joe? Over and out from MSG Live here on First Take.
Hey, Joe. I'm gonna make Molly miserable the rest of this show. You know what I'm gonna do? You know what I'm gonna do, Joe? I'm gonna be quiet. I don't like the way that I've been treated by her today. I'm going to be quiet for the rest of the show.
You're the biggest drama queen.
And I'm just going to keep my feelings to myself because I don't think I'm appreciated enough by Molly Kirum, Mrs. Stewart.
It's not even Kirum.
Stewart.
Who's Kirum, Molly Kirum?
Kirum? Kirum. Molly Kirum.
I don't know who that person
Kirum.
Is. It's Kirum. Molly Kirum.
Kirum. I said Kirum.
Kirum, like Kirum.
I said Kirum.
Joe?
See what I'm saying?
I'll be watching you on ESPN Bet, and I'll be watching you on your radio show.
Notice how she acting, Joe, but she got to go behind the camera to say what she had to say. She didn't just go away. She had to go behind the camera where the camera's following her.
Like she's going to be off camera. I'm trying to get off camera. But
why don't you show everybody you got on blue
Molly.
Jeans? That way they'll know that your glasses match with something that you're wearing. That would be nice.
Molly, you don't have to take that. He was talking about Dana White's power slap. You can go ahead and get involved against
control.
Him.
He's literally out of control.
I don't like the way I've been treated today, Joe. I'm going to be quiet. You have a good weekend,
gosh.
Buddy. You have a good weekend.
Oh,
I don't like
gosh.
The way I've been treated.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Shopping for Mother's Day is always a challenge because you wait until the last minute. But Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day, whether you're shopping for your sister's first Mother's Day or your fashionista mom who loves to make a statement. Macy's Gift Finder has so many great gift ideas that you can easily pick out something special to celebrate them both. You can shop by price, anywhere from $25 and under to $100 and under. You can also sort by categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Pre-wrapped gifts or gifts for grandma. Find top brands like Studio Pro Model Beats headphones, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TVs. So what are you waiting for? Mother's Day is May 12th, and it'll be here before you know it. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. Head to Macy's.com/giftfinder today. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. Thanks so much for listening to the pod and have a fabulous day.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Just over a week until Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas. Let's get into some storylines. And if this year's matchup between the Niners and Chiefs sounds a bit familiar, you may remember that Kansas City won its first Super Bowl in 50 years by beating San Francisco just 4 seasons ago. The quarterback for the Chiefs in that game, Patrick Mahomes, who's now eyeing his third Super Bowl win in just his 7th season, something only greats Tom Brady and Troy Aikman have accomplished. And Brock Purdy has the chance to go from Mr. Irrelevant to Super Bowl champion. Taken at pick 262 back in the 2022 draft, also in Vegas, he would be the lowest drafted quarterback to win the Super Bowl. Welcome, Chris Canty, to the program.
Hey, now.
Good to see you, sir. Canty, do you think Purdy will be considered elite if he gets a Super Bowl win?
No. No, he's not going to be considered an elite quarterback. He'll be a really, really good quarterback, and I think it ends the debate on whether or not he's a top 10 player at the position. But I struggle with calling him an elite quarterback just because of what I've seen the last couple of weeks in the playoffs. And I know everybody wants to jump out of the window because of the comeback wins against the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions. But Brock Purdy was a big part on why his team had to come back. And I can't ignore the fact that this is a guy that has six all-pro players around him just on the offensive side of the ball. D-Wood, it ain't but 11 players on that side of the ball. He's got six all-pro players. Juszczyk, Brandon Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams, George Kittle, and then Deebo Samuel. He hasn't made all-pro this year, but he's been on all-pro teams in the past. I mean, overall, this is a really talented team. Seven all-pro players just in this year. I think Brock Purdy is a fine quarterback. But just winning a Super Bowl does not make him an elite quarterback. Similar to why Nick Foles is not considered an elite quarterback, even though he beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl back in 2017.
I couldn't disagree more with what Chris Canty just said. I've always said, like, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it is a duck, okay? When we're talking about when we're talking about Brock Purdy and the numbers that he's been putting up since being the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, he has been mentioned along the same lines of Joe Montana. Joe Montana, those are the type of numbers he is being put, you know, put in, you know, putting up with the San Francisco 49ers. And listen, I think the thing I get upset about when we talk about Brock Purdy is the fact that we hold against him that the San Francisco 49ers are a very competent organization where they've made moves. We can't hold that against him. Okay, we can't hold the fact that they have all of these, you know, these all-pro talented guys. It's about what you go out there and do, how you execute in the moment of truth. Okay? How did Lamar react in the moment of truth? How did Dak Prescott react in the moment of truth? We can go down the list of quarterbacks when the moment of truth came, they didn't perform well. Okay? Brock Purdy has. Now, listen, in the divisional round, Brock Purdy didn't play well outside of one drive. What drive was that, Chris?
The last drive.
The last drive in the moment of truth, okay? In the second half against the Detroit Lions in the NFC Championship game, who put on the show? Who was the one that was making plays in that game? Brock Purdy, okay? And so for me, if Brock Purdy comes out here and beats Patrick Mahomes, who I've always said, Patrick Mahomes is in his Jordan era. This is the era that he's in. Everyone is chasing Patrick Mahomes. If he's able to go out there and play that type of game where he beats Patrick Mahomes head to head, come on, man. Like, we gotta stop disrespecting that man and give that man the props that he so deservingly earned this season.
Well, see, here's the thing, CC. I get where you're coming from, and you're not wrong in terms of what you break down, but the bottom line is you're going by that eye test. That's what you're going by. Or because you know what you're looking at, you know what you see or whatever. In your case, Woody, you're going by the eye test, but you also going by facts, statistics, and you're saying this is what it is. So sometimes pick your poison, because a lot of times we see cats leaning on numbers and we saying, look, we watching the damn game now. We saw how it happened. What the hell are you talking about? This stuff that y'all missing here that we saw with our own two eyes and vice versa when it comes to stats. Here's what you need to know. 1989, Joe Montana, a 112.4 passer rating. Won the Super Bowl. Steve Young, 1994, a 112.8 passer rating, won the Super Bowl that season. The single season highest passer rating in 49ers history was this year by Brock Purdy, who's at 113. And he's in the Super Bowl and got a chance to win the Super Bowl championship. We can't ignore that. We look at his rankings in terms of record as a starter, 17-4 overall, second only to Lamar Jackson. Completion percentage, second only to Kirk Cousins in the NFL. TD passes, second only to NFL in the NFL to Dak Prescott. Pass yards, fourth in the NFL. Passer rating, number one. So when I look at all of that, when I look at Brock Purdy, I don't think I see elite. But if he goes out on the field and he beats Patrick Mahomes, and I'm not talking about San Francisco being
Okay, well,
I'm talking about Brock Purdy on a football field.
Okay.
And he's balling. Let's say, for example, he does what Jalen Hurts did last year in the Super Bowl, except they win, and Kansas City loses. We got to look at him differently.
I don't know if we got to look at him differently, Stephen A., because of what is asked of Brock Purdy. Because they have such a talented team, they're not asking Brock Purdy to go out there and win the game every single time. They're just going out there and asking him not to lose the game.
No, but what I'm saying to you is, regardless of what they're asking him,
sure,
if we see him go out on the field and he does more weed than we ever anticipated him doing. If you see Brock Purdy go out there looking like Joe Montana, Steve Young, or Dan Marino in the Super Bowl a week from Sunday, I'm saying if you see that, CeCe, that's a different animal.
Well, yeah, if I see Brock Purdy winning the Super Bowl in a week from now, then that's going to change the way I view him. There's no doubt about it. But I don't know if I'm going to go to the category of elite. And we keep talking about the eye test here. You know, let me tell you what my eyes saw. In 8 quarters of playoff football this year, Brock Purdy was outplayed by the opposing quarterback in 5 of them. Mm. 5 of them. Mm. Brock Purdy this year, bottom 7 when it comes to turnover-worthy play percentage.
Who are the 5 quarterbacks that outplayed?
Bottom 7. What are you talking about?
Who is the 5 quarterbacks that outplayed?
I said Jordan Love and Jared Goff.
Okay.
In 5 of the 8 quarters, they outplayed Brock Purdy.
Okay.
So, and you look at
– But when it counted most – Who ended up playing the best ball?
When it counted most, Brock Purdy had the ball in his hands and he did what he was supposed to do.
Right,
I'm not arguing that, but what I am saying is this. With Brock Purdy and the supporting cast around him, they elevate him to a level that he wouldn't be otherwise just based on his talent versus the other way around with a lot of the quarterbacks that are mentioned in this conversation. Okay. We talk about elite. We're talking about Josh Allen. We're talking about Lamar Jackson. We're talking about Joe Burrow. We're talking about Patrick Mahomes. Those drives are the unquestioned catalyst for what those teams do. I don't look at the San Francisco 49ers offense. I don't look at their team and say Brock Purdy is the catalyst. I think Brock Purdy is the trailer and the rest of the supporting cast is the tractor that's dragging the team along.
Okay, before we get to bump, I got 2 things here. Number 1, I think we look at Brock Purdy from the prism of where he was drafted. That's why there's a lot of skepticism. If Brock Purdy was a first-round draft pick, would we be having the same conversation about Brock Purdy? That's number 1, okay? Number 2. I'm not a big stat person, but Himbo sent me some stats about Brock Purdy. Mm-hmm. As it relates to Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback he's going up against. Did you know that percentage yak yardage, because a lot of people think, oh, Brock Purdy just kind of throws short, and then the guys like Debo.
Yeah.
Mahomes has more of that than Brock Purdy.
So that means
Let me finish. Percentage of attempts behind the line of scrimmage. Mahomes beats Brock Purdy. Average depth per target. Brock Purdy beats Patrick Mahomes. Tighter window throws. Brock Purdy beats Patrick Mahomes. I'm not sitting here questioning who's better, because clearly Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the last National Football League. But I think the narrative that surrounds Brock Purdy as it relates to, he just dumps it off and all these guys just making all these yards after catch, the stats don't bear that out.
Brock Purdy is
making things happen as a quarterback, as a playmaker.
Big fella, I'm not going to let you stat me down like that this thing.
Men lie, women lie, numbers don't lie.
Giselle Bundchen said it about Tom Brady. The quarterback can't throw it and catch it. Kansas City had led the league in drops from the receiver position. They led the league. So, of course, Pat Mahomes ain't going to have better statistics when it comes to tight window throws and all of those types of things, because they don't trust the receivers to catch those passes. So there's that. Now, as far as how we view Brock Purdy, I don't view him through the lens of, oh, he's Mr. Irrelevant versus being a first-round pick. Mm-hmm. I view him through the lens of, I seen Kyle Shanahan with a similar core of players get to the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo and have a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter.
Hold on.
But it happened, and 10 players on that Niners team in 2019 are still on this Niners team.
They
got to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So do what Jimmy Garoppolo couldn't do. Do what Lamar Jackson couldn't do. Okay. Do what Josh Allen couldn't do. What Tua couldn't do this year. And that's win the game against Mahomes in the playoffs.
I'm going to repeat to you again what Stephen A. just said. Stephen A., who has the best quarterback rating in the history of the San Francisco 49ers?
That's Brock Purdy. Ahead of Montana and Steve Young.
Two Hall of Famers.
Yeah, but context matters. And what's around you matters.
They also won the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah. So
the year they had that passer rating.
Right.
So context matters. What's around you matters.
But it doesn't matter. You still got to go out there and execute.
The conversation is the elite. It's not any
okay,
good.
Okay, but according to your premise, anyone can go out there and do things. In Kyle Shanahan's offense.
See, big fella, here's the thing. I think we go to extremes in the conversation with Brock Purdy, and the truth is probably somewhere in the middle.
I've been holding back on Brock Purdy, under the premise of what we're talking about, we got to give the man his flowers. That's all I'm saying.
I never said he doesn't deserve his flowers. I'm just not going to call him elite. I'm not going to say he's with Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Pat Mahomes. He's not.
All right.
Because you're looking at it from the premise of those guys' talent, I'm talking about what is he doing on the field?
I'm saying what they're asking him to do relative to what's around him versus those other guys and what they're asked to do.
Well, listen, the 49ers, okay. I'm not going to hold the 49ers organization
here.
Against.
She's arrived. Yeah. The peacemaker's here. Switzerland's in the building.
I'm going to bow down to you because you are the
listen,
you are
we're
the
gonna,
queen of the
we're,
show.
We're gonna,
She's
we're
a general.
We're going to agree to disagree, gentlemen,
fine.
But a boy was in an entertaining debate. Let me get a commercial break real quick here for us. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys, your tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The orange and blue skies, baby. Huge Saturday night matchup between the Knicks and the Lakers, who hopefully will have both LeBron and AD available for this matchup at the Garden. Okay, I will start with you, Monica.
Yes, ma'am.
Thoughts on this game?
The Knicks have done a really good job of protecting home court over this stretch in February that they've been home. OG Anunoby goes... I hope they keep it rolling. I think it would be a good win, and you'd love to see the streak reach double digits at 10. But I'm also not going to put everything on the win streak. The type of basketball that they are playing is fantastic, though.
Knicks will be up by 30.
If?
They will win by about 20 if LeBron James doesn't play tomorrow night. If LeBron James plays tomorrow night, all bets are off because he could possibly drop 60. But if he doesn't play, the New York Knicks are going to stomp the Los Angeles Lakers. And as an aside, potential trade thing, the New York Knicks could offer about 4 picks, Evan Fournier's expiring $19 million contract, and let's say somebody like Mr. Grimes, Quentin Grimes.
You think Fournier's that's enough? That's
contract.
Enough for LeBron
four
James?
Four picks.
You think
Excuse
that's
me.
Enough for LeBron
in his
30, James?
In his 21st year when they ain't going nowhere, if he wanted out, you the Lakers. Need all the help you can get. I'm just saying.
I think it's gonna cost.
New York stands up. Orange and blue skies, baby.
Come on.
Orange and blue skies. Whoa! See y'all tomorrow night at the Garden. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah!